I didn't put the pasuk in, the famous pasuk, it says, "Vez Yehuda shalach lafon of El Yosef Krishna." He sent Yehuda ahead. Right. So the Mechlokes is in the Medrash, what was the purpose of sending Yehuda ahead? Why did he send Yehuda ahead? The first opinion says he put him ahead to make a base dira. That's the previous, that was on the previous page. I wasn't gonna photocopy the whole page for three words. So Mechadam al Haskin on base vad. He sent them ahead to prepare a place for people to be able to gather. Shem Maraboy Divrei Torah. He sent them to make a base medrash. There's a place that there should be somebody teaching, and then people in place where people gather together to learn. Okay. So the learning took a primary element, or making a place to learn took a primary place in what they were doing going down to Mitzrayim. Tere l'cho, shukain. Now the medrash says, I'll prove it to you. Now I'm not sure exactly. That you can't prove that they made a base vad, that they made a base of medrash. What you can prove is that learning was what they were involved in learning. How do you know? She came in shalach lo Yosef Matzloi. Hayadei be'ezah perik perish mimenu shayim mashna Yosef. Yaakov knew exactly where they were holding a learning. Right? It's been 22 years, but he remembers we're holding them in the second Tosis, you know, right? The bottom line, you know. Came in shaboach Yosef Matzloi. So the brothers come back to Yaakov and say, Yosef's still alive. He didn't believe it. So Yaakov remembered where they were holding. I know that Yosef, we were holding, learning the sugya of Eglon Rufa when he left me. So he said to the Yaakov said to the brothers, "Yimatem Yoidim Bezaperik Parash Mimeni." If Yosef told you which parak where they're holding, and you tell me that, that'll be the siman. Ani Mamen Lachem. Now, Af Yosef Bo Yidei Bezaperik Parash Mimeno. Yosef also knew. Masi Yosef, what did Yosef do to be able to not some Agolos Shneimer? Tell me, Yosef Agolos a Piparoi. Okay, so he sent them a golas, I'll be paroi. Now, the word paroi and the word arufa have the same letters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was meramis in what he sent, egla arufa. Okay. That Yaakov was learning Torah. Wherever place he went to, Yaakov was learning Torah. Just like the Obis did before him, but actually the Torah wasn't given yet. That he kept all the halachos of Hechel Laman Avraham's Torah. The Kloyes were able to teach him Torah. Now, So the morale says, why Kloyus? Why do we refer to the kidneys as the source of learning? He says the kidneys' function is to filter. The kidneys are the filters of the body. They filter out all of the impurities which are in the life source. The process of learning is the process of filtering. It's the process of clarifying what is proper, what's improper, what is expected of you, what's not expected of you, etc. So the place in the body which we are given this inherent, this intrinsic ability to do that is represented by the kloyus. So the Avraham Avinu had that ability to sit there and to sift through and come to a conclusion of what he's supposed to do. So he brings a pasuk. Okay, that he learned the Me'atzmai, which I'm not sure how that's different than the first one. Okay, Rebiyotism, Sarabira, Omar, Afilu, I skipped. Rebiyotism, Sarabira, Omar, Afilu, Sarabira, Shinn, Tell you, Avram Yudea, Shinnimar, Egon Shinnimar, Avram Mikhali, Mishra Mishmati, this is Eichel, because I have a service. So he kept all of the halachas. Fine. So the same thing is here as well, that Yaakov was learning Torah. So but it wasn't just that he learned Torah, he set up a base medrash, a place to learn. So Rashi brings its pshat, one of the pshatim. Rashi calls it a base of Talmud. The lashon which we have over here, it's called the base van. If you look in the lashon of the Rashi, mecharbel lahaskin loy base Talmud, and we daft Rashi the word laharis darish. Now, excuse me for being. There is a yeshiva known as base of Talmud. It's not the gay anymore, but in my days, you know, tells you to learn very quickly. I mean, very quickly, comparatively to what they do nowadays. The yeshiva used to scream at us if we're going too slow. But that was, we used to do a blot a week for a Seder. Okay, and then blot a week, second Seder, so you do a blot a week. Eon. The yeshiva used to scream, a blot of och? You're going to be in our words, all you know is a blot of och. So, Beis HaTalmud was known to go very slow. So the Velt said the reason why Rashi says it was the Beis HaTalmud is because 20 years they're still holding the same sugya. They're holding the Rufus still. So, you know, it had to be Beis HaTalmud. It wasn't Tells or, you know, the mirror. When they printed the Rishmul was nifter, Rishmul Rozovsky was nifter, he was the Rishiba, one of the Rishibas in Ponyevich. So they printed out his shur. So before they made them this nice, beautiful, typeset, etc. Basically, what they did, they printed stencils of the shiurim, and the stencils had the dates in them, and you could see how fast he was going because you could see the dates, you see where he was holding. He was doing an average of two blot a week for a seder. Then I was once. There was one of the Rebbeim and Tells in Cleveland. His name was Rebbe Barker and Zichron Levracha. Rebbe had learned the Ponyevich, and he told us a story. One time he said that the Ponyevich Rav, the Goyen Adir, but he spent his time really building up the yeshiva, but, you know, raising money, etc. But he himself was trying to. The Ponyevich Rav one time said about himself that he was makriv at Talmud Chacham for Klal Yisrael. He could have been one of the mamash, one of the Gedalia Dor, in learning, but he built Klal Yisrael. He raised money and went all over the world raising money. When the Rav would come back, he said, when the Rav would come back, he was very upset. They're only going two blot a week. Like, what are they going so slow for? So when the Rav would come back, they used to skip. Like, he was so upset, you know, that they were going so slow. Only two blot a week for a Seder. So when he would come back, the day before he'd come back, you know, she would say, okay, so now we're going to go to the next sugya. They knew, the Ponyevich Rav is coming back tomorrow. Like, you know. they were scared of him. He's going to be so sad. Two blot a week? That's all you're learning? I had the schus once to sit. There's a Yid in Muncie, his name is Ravi Shulman. Very well, tremendous person, very well known. So I used to go to Muncie for Pesach. That was my kriya, so I used to go there for it. And I was invited to Ravi for a suda. I would say 1976. So 1976, I went there for a suda. And at the end of the suda, it turned out that his son Binyamin was making he had just finished Mishnayos Olav Shas. He was making a seam at the end of the meal. So there was the family, there was me, and then they invited a few close family guests for the end of the meal, for the siyum. So we were the close family guests, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rafai Wilson, the Rosh Hashiva from Beis Raga, Rabbi Breslau, the Rav of Beth, the Cheshuvim of so I was a guest, so I was sitting up in the front next to Rabavi. Rabbi Yaakov comes in, they put Rabbi Yaakov down right next to me. So I'm sitting right next to Rabbi Yaakov. It was awesome. Rabbi Yaakov stayed for an hour and a half. And they got him going. It was Yom Tov, you know. They got him going. It was a very good mood. And he set a hadron on the Shas, Mishnayos. And then they started speaking about the Derech of Learning, etc. And he said the following story. So somebody asked him, said, what was the Derech of Limud in Europe? What Masechtos did they learn? Like, what are the Yeshiva Masechtos? He says, Bracha is Tolnida. Where do Yeshiva Shemasechtas? So somebody asked, what was one of the people asked, is that, you know, but like, you know, Nazika and Nashim, like, you know, he says, so Rabbi Yaakov was a very, he had a very good sense of humor. He says, Well, can I tell you? Probably your Rebbe was in yeshiva when they learned Noshim and Zikin, so he figured that's yeshiva shemesachtas. That was his response. But they learned everything. They learned everything. So he says a story. When he went to, he learned in Slobodka. So in Slobodka, he went Sukkot time to Slobodka, and he went on Pesach time. See, he learned from Daf Beis till Samach Vav for a Seder. He learned 65 blad for a Seder in the over the winter. So he comes back. He was from Minsk. He comes back to the city of Minsk. And there's an Altayin over there who learned in Volozhin way back when. Sees this bacher comes and says, "Yugamanche, come here. You know, little boy, come over here. What did you learn this man?" He was pretty proud. we learned 65 blad for a Seder. He says, in Volozhin in the winter, they can finish Baba Kama and Baba Metziah. And the Metzianim can finish all three Babas in the winter. Okay? So, Rabbi Yaakov says, there's a little bit different derech of how to learn. Meshivi Siskimus, he says, you're only learning about a week, you can be Amaratzim. You have to, two blad a week at least, for Seder, at least. Right? And we were butchering to keep up the pace of a blad a week. It was tremendously challenging.
Wasn't Rav Shach's derech to learn a daf a day?
Yeah, but okay. Now they go. She used to say, "So now they go so slow, pretty soon they go backwards." if she was very upset about it. So somebody asked, "Oh, so she will hold Yishalim Bikiyas?" She says, "I don't know what the word means. She learn without thinking. I don't know what that means. How can you learn without thinking?" That was the Shiva's response. Bikiyas, what's it us? So landing on a cup.
It could also be that the people that were teaching were obviously different people, right?
Yeah,
it's a combination of things.
There is a very sharp individual in there. So one time said a very good line. He says, "What's interesting nowadays? I mean, yeah, you look at the people who are sitting. They could say sure anywhere in Shas on the spot. When these Rishul Berman came to tell Zushiva for a simcha. His daughter married His daughter married Rebbe Sarutzin's son. So he came to the Mechab and said, "Shir." I said, "Oh, what are you learning?" "Oh, good. Oh, so start saying Shir." I mean, yeah. That's where you do it. That was standard. And it wasn't a pella. That was that's what's expected. If you're a Shashiva, that means you're able to do that. Whatever you're learning, he was able to just get up and start saying Shir. Right? But this fellow said, he says, "Nowadays, what's the Mitzvah of Magid Shir and a Bacher?" He says, "One blot." He's one blot ahead of preparing. That's why he goes, "Look, he has to prepare." Yeah, okay.
But maybe that's where Hashem wants it to be now. We're getting into something new, something new.
So we're going to see. We're going to see a little bit. Now, let's look at the Rambam. So, the page 3. Okay, so the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah describes how the world collapsed into the world of Avodah Zarah. Started out in the world with a clear awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Avraham Avinu came and reset the stage, and then eventually Mitzrayim, it fell apart again, etc. So he gives the first parakah of Avodah Zarah is basically a history of the process of Avodah Zarah in the world. So he says Avraham Avinu was he talks about how Avraham Avinu came to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he started bringing people to him, etc. And eventually, the Melech was decided to throw him into Kibshan Aish, and he was had an ace, and eventually he left. He was gathering people with him, and he was calling out, teaching about Hashem. People would gather, and they would ask him about what he was saying. In responding to each person, he had the ability to give him an answer which would fit where they were holding. And Avraham Avinu had thousands and tens of thousands of people who were following his path. Was able to plant in them this understanding of that the person that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, and we speak to him directly. We don't need any intermediary, etc. Mechir by Swarim, Avram Avinu wrote Swarim. Vaidiyar Yitzchak Benoy. And he passed on this knowledge to his son Yitzchak. Vayeshav Yitzchak Ben Lamed Umazer. Yitzchak continued to do the same. Yitzchak Hadiel Yaakov. And Yitzchak appointed Yaakov. Lelamed. That he should be a teacher. Vayashav Ben Lamed Umazer Kol Anubim Melob. Yaakov again was teaching to everybody. Yaakov Ben Lamed Bonav Kulam. He taught his children. Vayhivda Levi. And we know Rosh. Vayashiva be Yeshiva. Lelame derech Hashem litzur mitzvah Avraham. He appointed Levi to be the Rosh Hashiva, and he made a yeshiva. Yeshiva be yeshiva. He made a place where they would gather together to learn, and he's going to be the one who's going to teach and keep the mitzvahs. Sibes banav shalay yafsikum ivnei Levi memunach and memuna kreshal tishka chalim. And he told the children, they make sure that generation after generation, Levim have to be available to teach. They shouldn't be burdened with other things. And he says they were in Israel, etc. So he says, who was the Rosh Yeshiva? It was Levi. Rashi says, who did Yaakov send down to Mitzrayim to make the Yeshiva? Yehuda. So Yehuda was the fundraiser, he was the executive director, he was the administrative director. It means he appointed Yehuda Laharis, the father of Krishna. Yehuda's Laharis, he's the one who's going to teach. So, but he says over here that he appointed Levi is the one who's going to teach. Okay, to the next page. So
we skipped this thing.
I know. Okay, the next page is from the Sefer Ze'evi Yitrov. That's from Zev Hoberman Zichlo Bracha. Just lived a few years ago. Within the last 10 years, so there's a yid, the one of the in Lisbon, White Oak, name is Jay Levine. Jay Levine was very close with Reb Zev. He was actually one of the helped the financially put out the swarm. But my connection with Reb Zev is that my wife, when she the year that after at seminary when she lived in New York and she was teaching in New York, she lived by the Hobermans. So I went out with my wife from the Hoberman house. And I was petrified to meet Reb Zev. You know, Reb Zev was a Talmud of Baron Cutler, and he's a Harusa with a Hutner. And he used to learn the Maral with a Hutner together. He was a Harusa with a Hutner running Yanni Makshava, and he was a Talmud. When Philly started, he was sent to Philly before rebellion. Before rebellion, it was Shmuel, Abin Chaim Lechemer Shmuel. And Rabbi Hoberman went, and then Rabbi Yehuda came afterwards. So he was trying to Samuel Chacham. So he has a sefer which is basically Machshava Yonim. He spent a lot of swarm. I don't know, probably like 20 swarm out. So he sent Yehuda ahead. Maybe Rashi met a God. Laharis lefanav v'sakon lebeis talmud shisham teitzer hara. The Yehuda should make this place where the Hara, where teaching is going to come out to Klal Yisrael. Because of Echav and before Shem Medrash, Yehuda Gomer Be'Echav, Michal Dober, he was the top in everything. Mi'asam Gam B'Tara B'Chochma, Gomer Mehem. V'lovayu L'haskin L'Yakav based on it. Therefore, it makes sense that Yehuda was the one who was chosen to be the one who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. V'itzerar L'fizel, L'machakos Ram Perakal, M'hilkos Avarasachav, M'lovayu Gim. So we had a kasha. The Rambam, Yitzchak Diel, the Yaakov, and Oli Lamed, Yosha, and Lamed, the whole quote, etc. Okay. V'chulu. So we just skip down about four lines. He named me Kobanam, Hivla Yaakov, Avinu Levi. We know Rosh, Hashimah, Yeshiva, Lamed, Derech Hashem, and Lishma, Mitzvah of Rav. He appointed Levi with that responsibility. Meduim Kain, Shalach Yaakov, Yehuda, Yosef, Laharis, Lefanam, the Sakhon, the base of Talmud, Shusham, Tetzah, Hirah. Why was Yehuda chosen with this responsibility over here? If Levi, Hoshach l'tafkiz el Levi, Shem Amunah, the Rosh Yeshiva, l'lame, derech Hashem, l'lishma, z'ram, v'tzarachi. So that's the question. Okay, so he wants to suggest something like this. Parashat of the Yuma, Omer Rav, l'mishach l'tzirma r'mon, the Murri, of the Osim Yishevet Levi, or Yishevet Yisachar. If you find a Tamachachim, who was a Murra, Hira, he's teaching in Klal Yisrael, giving instruction means giving proper instruction on how to do things. He has to either come from Sheva Levi or from Sheva Yisachar. Levi the Ksiv Yoru Mishmetach LeYakov. Yisachar the Ksiv Yorday Bina Leitim Ladas Ma Yasa Yisrael. So the pasuk describes that they were the ones who knew what Klai Yisrael should do. Ve'em Yehuda Namin Ksiv Yehuda Mechakiki. Yehuda was the one who was Mechakik, which the Rashi said one time referring to that he taught her. Asuke Shmaitz Aliva Deilchus Akamin. No, the issue which we're referring to over here is that the person should reach the ability to come to the final decision of how to do it. That Yehuda didn't get.
So what's Mechokek?
Mechokek is what Rashi said, one Shana means the one who teaches Torah. He teaches Torah. Pierce Rashi, Shemara Rosby, so Aliva Deilchus Alaharis Kadas Kaloch. Okay. Vayim Sanhedrin, this is Mechokek Beben Raglob, Lo Yosef Shem Yehuda Mechokek Beben Raglob, next week's Parsha. Elo b'nei banim shel hillel shemlamim Torah b'rabbi. The mechaykik is the one who teaches Torah. Taisa shom dirmaskel d'hacha shemir hasa mechaykik. Omer reno tam the b'nei yisrael chakim itvei the avir d'arsom machim k'amar rabba nikru mechaykik shemlamim Torah b'rabbi. So he's called mechaykik because he taught Torah b'rabbi. Shemini mizav d'avu gav the b'nei yisrael chakim itvei k'nei banim shel hillel. Shalom and Tarah Labrabim, Mechaikikim Dosim Yehuda. Hillel's from Yehuda. They're the Mechaikikim, they're the ones teaching Tarah Barabim. However, become welcome, Sermon Rabban, the Murray, her rose for Yisrael, and Masik Shemite, to leave with the Hilkasa, Laharis Kadasi Alacha, Lassel and Mesheva Levi, or from Meshevet Yisachar. So, the big teachers of Torah is Yehuda. The ones who are paskining Alacha Lamaisa, being Murray, Ro Lamaisa, that's Levi and that's Yisachar.
So was Rav Moshe
Feinstein
a Kohen? A
Levi? No, but he was from Yisachar.
Well, what about Rav Moshe?
No,
Rav Aaron Kotler. Was he a
Posek,
right?
Rav Aaron Kotler? No. I mean, listen, all these people, they you know, they didn't stay away from Pasuk and Shalav. They need the Pasuk and Shalav, but he wasn't really, he wasn't known as an address to ask Shalav to. Except for his Talmidim used to ask him. Okay, but not to learn. But by the second last line, the mechagikim, the osim Yehuda, ha'isa chachmasam chachmasam chachmas erker harim. So the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in the Gemara in Hurrius. The Gemara presents the discussion that which one is adif. The Gemara says there's somebody called a Sinai, somebody called erker harim. A Sinai is a person who has the knowledge of Torah very down pat. Like as it was given by Harsina. The Erker Harim is a person who can, you know, metaphorically lift up mountains and crush them together in Svara, discuss things back and forth, etc. Work things out through Svara. So he wants to suggest that the Mechaikik is referring, the element of Mechaikik that Yehuda had is referring to the Nekud of Erker Harim. Yehuda was a big lamdan. Okay? Shaya Kharifim, Mepopolim, Betara. That everything very masudr, very clear, very orderly. Right? And that's why they're able to paskin. Okay. Now the Mor says, which one is Adif? Sinai is Adif. Because everybody needs the person who has the wheat. Clever of Yosef, who mori chitya, the fish of Mishnah, Brysa, Sturmloy, Mipia Shmua, Kinisosame, Arsinai, the Mishnah, Brysa, Wun, the Kahokosa. They have everything clear, everything. So he's able to paskin. So that's why he's called the Sinai. Near me out to the Levi, the Sinai, mori chitya, Levi was the Sinai, the mori chiti. Clever Tsricham, the Shmois of Laharis, Kazasalachas. He was the one who was going to direct Klaiyasa what to do. The person who's going to tell you how to make sure you're keeping everything properly and direct you is going to be Levi. But to establish the base of Talmud, this be a mokum where people come to learn Torah. That process has to be a process of discussion, of challenging, thinking, fighting. It has to be Eikar Harim. Shetikim Beis HaTalmud, V'yisayda lo'itzos ha'ra, V'itzos ha'ra gufa. To create a place where her raw can come out, It has to be a place where there is such a thing. That's what he wants to ask the Pshat, why Yehuda had to be the person that to go there. Yeah.
It says in Hilchos Beis Din that a Dayan has to be someone who can come up with it, like an original Svara in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. We're not definitely not saying one doesn't have the other.
So what I was going to ask, what's the difference in Oikir Harim
Even though that's true, you know, there are people which their reputation is the ability, this. It's ripping things apart, pulling them together. The Svara is their strength, and the people which their strength is, they have information, and they also have a Svara. Right? I'll give you a mashal. We're always going to say that Rav Avadya Yosef wasn't the person who could pass it. But you look at Rav Avadya Yosef's chubas, and you see it's much more built on information that he has and connecting it. You look at Moshe's Svara chubas, and most of Moshe's chubas are start from Gemara, Rishonim, Kashas on the Sugya, building up a whole binyan and then paskining based on that. It's a whole different type of approach.
It's more like Oker Harim.
It's much like Oker Harim type of approach. It's a fascinating. Rosh Hashanah are fascinating. He very rarely quotes. Radya would give you 50 sources. Rosh Hashanah quotes 3 sources in a Jew. You know, maybe, you know, sometimes. Rosh will argue on. I was learning a Jew, Rosh Hashanah went through a Sugya, in Hilchos Nida, difficult Sugya. Rosh is writing a Jew, and he has a problem in the sugya. He bases himself on a rash in his Pirush Mishnayos in the Mesnei Taharis and a Birak Roh, and he argues on a Shach, a Taz, and a Bach. It's like, I can't believe it. He's passing the Lachomais against the Shach, the Taz, and the Bach, based on a Diak and a sugya and a Binyan that he built because of it. And then I'm going to Chibbutz, and then he says, you know, even though I'm clear 100% that this is the correct Pesach, but since the mice of the Shach and Tazabas are not like me, unless we have another Sadhat, I'm not going to make a lot of it. And then there's another Sadhat, and he has a Sadhat, etc. But he was ready, he also agreed that he's right, the Shach, the Taz, and the Bach are wrong. Like, you know, Ravad would never do that. It's a different type of approach.
Another question, what's the difference between a Nasi and a Bet Av on the Beis Din, on the Sanhedrin?
Right? It's a good question.
Is it connected?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, because.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought it maybe it's interesting to think about. So I just want to tell you a fascinating thing about this. He's saying the there's a famous maestro with Rishel Salanter. The Derech Halima, which we have in Yeshiva nowadays, which is this deterioration, whatever it is, it comes because of Reb Chaim Brisker.
Who said this?
I'm sorry.
I'm
saying this.
Oh, okay.
It came because of Reb Chaim Brisker. Right? Reb Brisker introduced this a mahalach of Lima, which is very much Oker Harim. Steerers, kashas, chalukim, you know, handling, you know, clearing, you know, again and again and again and again. Right? He was still going, got much quicker than they go now nowadays. But that's, and the reason why it's in America, where all the chash rishivas in America nowadays, where all they learn, they all learn the risk, right? Which is the hepshon of Reb Chaim to Reb Elbel, to etc. And they were Makabalist Derek, and they're passing it on. Right? Gifted didn't learn the risks, you know. Like, you know, but Sheba was an Oker Harim. But the Mahalach in Europe, really, Beikir was a much more gathering information, moving quickly, thinking, but, you know, not without thinking, but there was a lot of. They brought Reb Chaim Brisker when he was young to. Rishel Salanter spoke to him learning. Rishel Salanter was a Goyen Adir. Rishel Salanter was a Goyen Adir. The Beis Halevi, the Reb Chaim one time said the 3 biggest Goyenim in the generation before him was the Merle Diskin, the Beis Halevi, his father, right, and Rishel Salanter. Rishel Salanter was the biggest three Nechama in the generation before him. We know him because of his Musar, but he was, again, he made a decision to focus on that. Right? Now, if you understand who the Merle Diskin was, you say Rishel Salanter in the same breath as the Merle Diskin, that's a mind-boggling statement. Right? Merle Diskin was And they said that, you know, the pacha that the people had from Merle Diskin was mind-boggling. Merle Diskin, I mean, he would look at a tree and tell me how many leaves are on the tree. I mean, that level of vision. He moved Eretz Yisrael, and the Gdala, all of Gdala Yerushalayim took him as a Rebbe. They all became Talmidim through Merle Diskin. So the Yisrael Salanter is meeting Reb Chaim Brisker. He talks about learning. He says, oh, the Baruch Hashem is sending a Mahalach which will be able to save the next generation. That's what he said. Why? Because the next generation, you know, they're going to be exposed to so much. The world is coming much more exciting out there. It's fascinating. It's interesting. The science and everything, etc. Learning, just learning and memorizing, etc. It's not going to keep them in. But you create a mahalach of learning where it's fascinating and there's arguments and there's discussion and there's a back and the forth. That's going to bring them back. That's going to hold them to the world of Torah. And the Baruch Hashem sent this mahalach now that the next generation should not be lost. That's what Rousseau Salanter said about Reb Chaim Brisker. But the fallout is it slows people down, right? And people lose, you know, you have to find the balance. You have to find the balance. So if I could suggest, right, Yaakovina is establishing Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. You establish them with the Reb Chaim Brisker. You don't establish them with you know, with the Rav Yosef. It's not going to work. Right, that's not what's going to work for you to make it go. You need somebody to give the hurrah, what to do. You need them also. But to establish that should be the bulwark against the assimilation, you have to get Klal Yisrael into the world of learning. Okay, just want to do a few things over here. It's already late. I want to go back to that page that we skipped, but. So the next page, this is Leket Avos HaTorah. This is from a fascinating person named Ramosha Tsuriel. Ramosha Tsuriel was the Mashkiach in Shalavim. He's not longer there, but he was there for many years. He has many sworn. The man, he has a photographic memory. And he just sits and learns. And so he could gather together in any topic he wants to talk about. He can gather together all of the morales and all of the malbims and all of the thises and all of the thats and start listing them for you. And he wrote Sorum like that. Like, you know, so just mind-boggling what he's produced. Okay, so he has a sefer about Avos Torah. So the sefer, what he does in each parsha, he talks about something in the parsha that has to do with about Torah, about Avos Torah. So this week's parsha, he picks this topic, and each parsha he goes through, he talks about it. He talks about this yisoid, derech pshat, derech drush, derech remez, derech soid. He goes through the same piece he's discussing. He approaches it from all four approaches, and he quotes different sources on the topic. Fascinating. Okay, so he says that he brings this. He said that you make for them a base of Ad, base of Talmud. The Sanhuma actually says Lashon Beis Talmud. Okay. Now Lekach Sheish Tana Lamed Mizeh, the takeaway lesson. Ki Oyd Min Flech Hashanah Masaka and Atzma Beis Dira Bisidurim Achumriim. Allah B'Tabu B'Tzrochim Aruchniim. You know, we see that the first thing that he addressed was building the Beis Medrash.
You need a place to learn.
What?
We had a place to learn.
Right, before he took care of the house, according to this pshat. Before he worked out, right? So I just give you, you know, lahavdil, right? You understand, we can picture, especially, you know, Washington, D.C., you know, there's people who make a decision which neighborhood to move in based on whether the schools are good, because they want their children to have a good education. Mm-hmm. Then they'll figure out where to get a house. But the decision is for, they don't say, well, there's a nice house, let's move there. They say, it's a great school system, let's move there. And then they'll talk about the houses. So Yaakovino says, the first thing we need is a base matter. Then we'll talk about, you know, where to put the tent, you know. Kim Shiakov Mishpatah, they're moving to a new neighborhood, a strange neighborhood. Hasharis Rabba Shamli Ridan Ruchniyas. They're going to go down a level. So you have a base matter to learn. Shalach Davkas Yehuda ki yesh lo hakoyches nafshim lulamei Torah kosher olam heim hoyu nesiyah Sanhedrin veheim hoyu roshei glusa the bebobol. Both were in the Reish Galusa and Bobol and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, which took responsibility for teaching of the Torah. They weren't necessarily all of them to be Chachamim, the Reish Galusa. They weren't the Gedolei Hador, but they were, right? But that, we see they had that Koyach to be the person who could create such a thing. Okay, that's that point. Now, take a look at the next page. Now, here you see, his...
So that was Remez? That was on the level of Remez?
No, that was Derev Pshat.
What about the Remez?
Next page.
Remez comes before Pardes. Pshat, Remez.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Now, it says, Ves Yudah Shalach Lefonov El Yer Sev L'Eres Lefonov. Now, it's written with Chosser, but it's, you carry it Mole. Fun of Gershna. Marmar Chazal Hanel, that Mavusas Gamal Ksiva Mila, but looks, the Ksiva is Osius Latara. Laman Hevov Reish Tov is Latara. It's read Lahoros, but it's written Lahoras, because that's the same letters as there, he went there for Torah. Okay. Terah Pirashir Ren Rafraim Latara, which is one of the Rishonim. Hoyador Acher, Dor Echad Acherei Rebeliezer Harikach. Kosim apostle said, "Vesudah shalach lefonim al Yosef loris lefonim Gershna b'gematria the sakin leYaakov beis hamedrash shia mara." Okay, the gematria is, he points out the numbers at 2:33 and 20:34. No remez to the resolution. Anyway, but being off one gematria is acceptable. So the Ben Ephraim points out that in the pasuk it says is the rem is merum is al pi gematria this idea that Chazal referring to. Okay, then he says derech musar. Okay, so he brings the Chazal which referring to says kach mitzonah at the bottom of the page, bottom of page 61 over there. So Christ is going to go to Babel. So what does Hashem do? He goes to Sham to Minich Chachamim. Kachlot to Mikrelo Tchubas Yichonya Hamelach. Beis Kolanche Chayo Shivas Elafim. Vacherish a Master Elaf. Kol Giburim Oisim Mechama V'Melach Babel. Melach Babel Garla Bavela. So earlier, before the final Golus, when Christ went into the main corpus of Christ went into Golus, 11 years before that, Nebuchadnezzar took. These people, these gibar, with Yechonya, and he pointed Sidkiah was from the family of the kings, as the melech. Rakavur oid achas esrishana hayachur besemikdash. Shal gemara my exiv vishkar shem larav yibir elenu kitzarek hashem lekenu hashem. He was diligent to make sure that the Rosh should come. What does it mean? How's that? Because he's a tzaddik. In came. So kosa kadosh baruch hu yisrael shehikdim golus tzidkiyo void golus yechonya kayemis. Golus tzidkiyo came when the original people were still there, who went earlier were still there. To see baby golus yechonya achersha masker elef. Who was the Chersh Masker? Chersh Kimish, Apoyskin, Akhonatan, Kacharshan, these are people which, when they would open their mouths in Torah, everybody would be like they're mute. They have nothing to say. These people were so overwhelming in their knowledge of Torah, everybody was just like, oh, wow. Masker, Kimish, Asergim, Baloch, Ashuain, Boyskin. Asergim is close it off. When they would come to the decision, nobody could, there was nothing more to talk about. It was done. Come all you elephants, there was 1,000 of those people. So the Bereshit was did a chesed to Klai Yisrael to bring them into the Gemara. When you already had the Minachomim there set up before they came. See, here we go again. All right, Mir Zakrashi, Mir Kadosh Baruch Hu Golus Tzidkiyo Shehi Bachrona Boi Shagolus Yichanya Kiyem Shadayin Lo Meisu Oisin Shagolim the Bavli Yichanya Shehayu Chachomim Batara Velim Dua Lebnei Gerla Achrona. There be teachers ready for them when they come. So it's Mamash the same Mahalach. That before the Golus came, before they were in the Golus, they already had set up the teachers, the Torah was ready to be taught when they come. That's the point that he points out. Then he gives a Musa Shmuz at the bottom. When a person's about to leave yeshiva, so a person has to set up sidurim for himself, that he has to have a mahal of how to maintain his ability to learn. Before he ben his manim, a person has to come up with a mahal of make sure that he learns, etc. Fine. Let's go back. Page 2. The Bereshit was promised to maintain Klal Yisrael. The Bereshit will send his Shekhinah with us wherever we go. We have to find the Shekhinah as we go along. We have to be aware that he's here and find him. But you want to be able to maintain the kashrut to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you got to work on it your end. Versus, I'm coming along. Okay? Before he goes down, Bereshit says, here in the parasha he goes, Bereshit says, the Shekhinah will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Yosef will take care of you. You don't have to deal with the Mitzrayim. Mavara is supporting. You don't even have to open your eyes to get what you need. He'll bring it to you without you being even overlooking it. You will need no oversight. You won't have to deal with the Mitzrayim, which don't deserve to come near Yaakov Avinu. He says, I'm coming with you. Shekhinah is coming with us to Mitzrayim. And the Bereshit says that you will not be involved in Mitzrayim Bechlal. You can sit in your own corner and not deal with the Mitzrayim Bechlal. I'm not going to be involved in Mitzrayim. But Ram Yaakovino, he's stopping by Tachos Elu. He did not rely on that. So the fun of means in front of him. In front of who? In front of Yaakov. You don't have to be involved in the goyim. But being in Mitzrayim affects you. You're in Mitzrayim, it affects you. To be able to know what to do, you have to have clarity. Once you're not clear, you're affected by your surroundings. If you don't have clarity what's right and what's wrong, you're affected by you start absorbing the values of the society. Then I'll find the Shekhinah which is with me. Right. You need to have that. In our end, we need to understand that we need to be kosher to the world of. Should I say this? Okay, I'll say it already. It's late. You don't control yourself. It's not late enough. So, I moved here, 1997, 20 years ago. Before that, I was 23 years in Tel Aviv. So they needed a can opener to get me out of the yeshiva to come here. I was part of the woodwork. 23 years in yeshiva, But I think it tells yeshiva. Try to describe tells yeshiva to you. Tells yeshiva was God one time said, he says that he walked to the base of tells yeshiva. He says it's a piece of Eretz Yisrael in America. it's set off, it's by itself, it's Kaddish, it's Torah, Pasha, you feel you're in a different world. And I'm moving to, you know, to Summer Spring, Maryland, you know, it's a different world. It's a world, you know, and I knew Summer Spring, I'm from Summer Spring, I visited Summer Spring before, or at least I thought I knew Summer Spring to some extent. You know, it's like, so why did I feel comfortable doing it? I mean, I obviously I discussed it very much. Because Rebaron in those days was still commuting. So Rebaron, I told Rebaron, listen, I'm moving on one condition. You keep going back there to sell every 4 weeks and recharging your batteries. You come back, you have to recharge me too. I need to hold on to a lifeline. You need to hold on to the lifeline that you should have clarity. Right? Because otherwise, you know, you get affected. And on my 20th year, I can write a book of all the things which I've lost my clarity on in the last 20 years. it's a serious thing. You know, you're in a situation, and the Russian is with you. The Shekhin is with you. The Shekhin is with us in Golis. The Russian says the Russian doesn't say behesh. He says, "Mashav, I'm going to come back with you. I'm coming back." Right? It doesn't say he will bring you back. It says, "Mashav," right? Right, so Chazal Darshan, the Shekhinah is with us in Golus. The Shekhinah is with us in Golus. But the only way it works, if a person works to find that clarity. I think I told you, Meshkech Menachal Nois Metzitz Menacharakim. I told you that word, right? Meshkech Menachal Nois Metzitz Menacharakim. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, the Bershim is Meshkech Menachal. He watches through the windows. He peers through the cracks. So what's watching through the windows and peering through the cracks? I tell you over from Rabbi Travis, it was the Yidl of the Muncie in those days, and he said, that parents send the child out to play in the front yard. So the child's out by himself. So he gets nervous when he's out by himself. He looks up and the father's sitting by the window watching over him, so he feels safe. He sees his father's looking for him. Well, what about the situation? The child did something wrong. He says, "I'm sorry, you can't live in this house. You have to go outside. You have to go out. Banished from the house." The child goes outside. He's all by himself. It's very dangerous. He looks at the window. And the shutters are closed. But now, do you think the father doesn't care about his child? He's not worried about his child. He doesn't care about his child. See, well, makes a crack, and he looks out. See, he's watching still. You can't see him. He shut the shutters. He doesn't want the child to know. Because that's part of the punishment is not so obvious. So the same level of Ashkocha is there. He's still watching on the same level of clarity on his end. We don't see it. So the times of good are Mashkech Menachal Anois. And the times when we do Averis, when we're set away, it's Metzitz Menacharakim. So the Shekhinah is there. But to have the clarity to know that and realize that we don't see him and he's still there, you need the clarity of learning. And that's the Harus of Fun of Gershna. That's creating the base Talmud where a person walks in and the whole Avodah is seeking out and understanding what is finding the Dvar Hashem. That's what it's all about. That, so I put it in the back. I put two pieces, which are famous pieces.
Who's
Sitzchak Haim? Sitzchak Haim, his name is Reb Chaim Friedlander. He was a Talmud of Reb Dessler. He was the Mashkiach in Panim Yeshiva after Reb Dessler. Okay. There's a piece from the Nefesh HaChaim, which Nevi Chaim really is he wrote four Sha'arim. The Sefer has four Sha'arim in four sections. And each one addresses a different element. The fourth Sha'ar talks about Liman HaTorah, what it means, Liman HaTorah Lishmo, etc. I really could have put the whole Sha'ar Dalet in the packet, but we wouldn't get to it anyway. But one piece over here, which is a famous piece, at least glad to see it. There's no doubt in my mind. There's nothing to discuss. It's Pashit. Because if there be throughout the whole earth, from one end to the other, if there be one moment that no Jew is learning Torah anywhere in the world, the world will revert back to original Torah. The world cannot exist without Torah being learned in it. So there has to be somebody learning. So nowadays, you know, Klaus was once upon a time really sort of maintained within a few time zones. You know, from Russia, you know, Lithuania to the west and south, the same time zones. You know, the same area, North Africa, and the Middle East, basically the same area. So it was 3-4 time zones, maybe 3. You know, so what was the pshat? They had big masminim. They said nowadays we don't have such big masminim. Russian did a chesed. He put him in Australia. So when we're sleeping, they're awake. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, because of this, in Volozhin Yeshiva, he made mishmarim. He made different sections. So there was always somebody learning Beis Medrash. There was a night shift. And the Bracham learned the night shift. Right? There was one shift that Reb Chaim took for himself. Matzi Yom Kippur. Everybody's busy eating.
Yeah.
He sat down and he learned through the night. Till the Bracham would come back. A few hours later, Bracham would come back. Then he broke his fast. But you know, the first thing he did was Yom Kippur. He said, "We'll learn for 4 hours. We should make sure there's somebody learning Torah, and he will not be mafsik." So that's the famous piece of Reb Chaim. But the other piece I want to show you was the Beis Halevi. It's also a famous piece of Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that when the Kaiser was the Lashon of the word says, "Set the Shabbos, Dersh Rusimoyk, B'Shar Shekdimu Yisod Nasel Adishma." You are the samach riboy shemalach esharis akasha b'chol echad mishisel shnei ksor echad kerega nasa echad kerega nishma. Mekleisel said nasa before nishma they got two crowns. So what's the nakuda nasa before nishma? Right? We said that we will hear, we will do. So what's someone saying nishma benasa? Why is dafka nasa benishma that gave us? The Gemara is stressing they were makdim nasa and nishma. Then malachim come. What's the pshat? I'm not going to read the whole piece inside, but he says like this: nasa means do, nishma means to listen, means to hear the words of Torah, absorb the words of Torah,
to understand.
Right? Shema Yisrael, understand. You can't do the mitzvahs without understanding the words of Torah. So what is this nasa and nishma? By definition, nasa includes nishma. Right? So you have to learn. A tremendous amount of learning involves to be able to do mitzvahs properly. You want to make sure you take your lulav properly. Either you learn it yourself or you have somebody who's knowledgeable in it. But you know, it's a lot of information over there to know how to pass it on dalet minim. Right? And your sukkah's kosher, your sukkah's not kosher. I mean, you got a lot of learning involved. Right? Shabbos, right? Sefta Shabbos, Hilchos book says also Sefta Zbeya, Erevin. To keep Shabbos properly, you have three Mishnah you need to know Pat. Right?
It's not like understanding. It's like show me how to do it. Okay, all right.
Well, you need to know the Pesach, not the whole.
I said, but there's Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is committing to learn it properly. Says so. If it would have said Nishma Manasseh, I would say that all it's telling me is we're going to learn the Torah to be able to know what to do. But now that it says Nasa and Ishma, Nasa already means to learn Torah, to know what to do. So what's Nishma? It means learn Torah to learn Torah. Not because it's a Hechatim to know what to do. It's learning Torah because that is the Dvar Hashem, and I need to know, I want to hear the Dvar Hashem. I think I told you the beginning to get into the Vilna Gaon's class, right? I told you that story. If you wanted to join the Vilna Gaon's learning group, so obviously to join the Vilna Gaon's learning group, you had to be a Talmid Chacham. I mean, you know, I'm not joining the group. You're like, you know, you talk about the highest caliber Talmid Chacham of the generation are coming to learn by the Vilna Gaon. So, but he had a beginner to see if you can get in. The beginner, so this beginner is it's quoted different places. I heard the version that I heard, which I actually saw recently, a version which didn't say like that. He would put the person into a room and say, "Learn this piece, this piece of Torah. Keep chazing until they come for you. Okay, keep chazing until they come for you." It was not necessarily a difficult piece of Gemara. Or, you know, and you read it once, twice, three times, 10 times, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. Until the Vilna Gaon came back from him. How do you do it? The answer is, if you love the words of Torah, You can you read it a million times. If you just enjoy the fascinating handling and the fascinating, then after a while you're just like, I can't do this anymore. I remember we were sitting with Shiva one time. Friday night we used to have a vod with him, and we learned Shir Das with him. And the Rebbe would serve cake. So one time, towards the end we were learning, so the Rebbe put out the cake. And I think one of the Bachram's eyes lit up a little bit, chocolate cake, whatever. Right, Bachram, chocolate cake. Right? So the Rishiva noticed it. He says, cake is geschmack? Cater is geschmack. We can essen a Mishnah. You can eat a Mishnah. Elu mitchiyish shalei. Elu chayu lachis. We can essen a Mishnah. You can eat the Mishnah. You heard him like, licking his chops over the words of the Mishnah. Plus, he was eating the Mishnah. It was like a beautiful. I can't describe it to you. It was gorgeous. Yipashit heard him enjoying the words, not because being a lumdus, just enjoying the words of the Mishnah. It's the Bereshim's words. What can be more exciting than reading the Bereshim's words? So the mashal I used to explain it, I remember I told you this mashal or not, but it says. Most of you, many of you, all of you maybe, I don't know, sent letters to your wife when during your period of Bichas and Kala. You sent a letter. Right? How many times do you think she read that letter? Once? Twice? 10 times? Right? Not once. She read it before her once, because it's a letter from her chosim. Right? She enjoys reading a letter from her chosim. Not only that, if you ever come home, right before Pesach, and you see your wife sitting in the bed with this dreamy look in her face, you know that she found the box where she kept the letters, and she is reading them again, and she's thinking back to that tzakufa, right? I just want to warn you, if you keep that box, one day your kid's going to find it and read it also. But and Daddy was pretty mushy, wasn't he? Anyway, right? But. What's pshat? She knows what it says there already. There's no chedushim there, but she enjoys reading the letter from her chosim. The Bereshim is the Torah is the Bereshim's letter to Klal Yisrael. How can you not enjoy it? I need nothing to do. I just enjoy reading the Bereshim's words. The Gaon said, if you want to enjoy learning by me, you have to enjoy reading the words because you enjoy reading the words, not because it's the lumdus and the. So the way I heard the story was that he would ask them to learn the first three words of Divrei Yamin. You ever learn Divrei Yamin? Divrei Yamin, the first three words are Adam, Sheis, Enosh. The first four psukim, the first pasuk is Adam, Sheis, Enosh. The next one is Kenan, Mahal, Lo, Yared. Right? It basically goes through the 10 generations till that's the pasuk. Okay, you put the fell down the room. Adam, Sheis, Enosh. Adam, Sheis, Enosh. Enosh, Sheis, Adam. Adam, Enosh, Sheis. Okay, that's 30 seconds. How many times can you read that pasuk? The other guy will come back after a few hours. You got the person read the pasuk. But it's a Rishon. If the Rishon wrote those words, it's part of Tanakh. It's part of the Rishon's message. It's words which are important that I need to know. The Rishon wants me to know them. The Rishon wants me to know the Adam and Sheish, and the Rishon is talking to me. And it's the Rishon is talking to me. I want to hear what he has to say. That's Nasa, and then Nishma. That's why you get Ksorim. Migol is Raza. Who talk like so the secrets of understanding that the Torah's function is not to know what to do. The Torah's function is because that's the Dvar Hashem. That's why you deserve to get the Torah. Ah, now you deserve to get the Torah. You don't appreciate what you're getting. That's when the Malachim came and says, who gave him that secret, and now you're going to get your crown. You wouldn't have Makna Nasa Lishma? No. Not even one crown. No crowns. Because then Torah is just a Hechadim Zabalma to know what to do. That's not what Torah is. That's totally being my what there is. I'm sorry, no crowns for you.